listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment with Donna and Steve for the next 3 hours. Producer Dawn McLean, she'll hang out for a good hour.
Hey, Dawn.
Yay. I will.
Hey. Awesome. I feel like I was just saying, bye, have a good weekend, 5 minutes ago.
Right.
That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It sure was, Steve.
Yeah, it was 2 days. 3 days ago.
But no.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How does days work? Sunday was one day ago. Saturday was 2 days ago. It was 3 days ago, Donna.
I know.
Unbelievable. It's, 72 hours.
It's crazy. I am happy to announce that I have watched and loved Cobra Kai.
Donna.
Oh.
It's so good.
Really?
Yes, Steve.
Now, we've been trying to talk her into it for a few weeks now. Grant's been watching it as well and really liking it. She's been a little, you know, she has other things. She always has other things she's got to be watching. And so she finally found the time to start it. And my hope was once she started it, it would just suck her in with this updated 80s nostalgia, rags to riches, the whole thing. It's all there.
I love it. I love everything about it.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. It's so good.
That's so cool.
I know.
How good is Johnny?
Oh, the best.
What a great actor.
I have a crush on him.
I knew you would.
I did. Why? Because he's a bad boy.
Yes.
No,
this is your guy.
He's cute. They've both aged really, really well.
Yes, both Johnny and Ralph Macchio. And did you complete season one?
I'm pretty close. I think I'm 7.5 in, okay. And there's only 10 episodes. And they do fly by. I find myself being really bummed out when they end.
I know.
What somebody, I was trying to convince a friend of mine now to watch, because that's how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, is it a comedy? And I said, I consider it more of a drama with some laugh out loud funny lines. I found myself laughing out loud at least 4 times.
Yeah, there's good writing.
It's so funny. I mean, when he's like, so Johnny's like, he was like the bully.
Right, the blonde guy.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, blonde guy.
All right.
So he is the sensei to a young student.
Okay, is he good now?
Sort of.
Okay, he's holding his life together.
He's got some anger issues that he needs to work on. But when his phone rings and he goes, why don't you get some Guns N' Roses or something, you know? you know, because he's listening to modern day music, but this guy is trapped in his past.
Yes.
To some degree. But some of the lines, just great. The billboard, oh my God, so funny.
Yeah, they wrote, if you were a fan of Karate Kid, it adds a layer of, you know, richness. There's a depth, immediate callbacks, but they do enough callbacks in the show. They take you back to the movie that you know everything you need to know to enjoy it. But they do, they just do a really nice job of, it's not hard to believe that that's where Daniel's son would be all these years later.
Yes.
Or where Johnny would be after having his experience in the Cobra Kai, which was tumultuous to say the least back then. But see, Johnny now is starting all these things and it's coming from a bad place, right? It's kind of like I'm going to hit back at the world since they've hit me during the last 25 or 30 years of my life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting.
It's more complex than it sounds.
He hasn't grown.
Well, and there's really cool.
He's starting to.
Yes, they write him so well. Like we all know this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the guy who was the star quarterback in high school.
With the Camaro.
It's Uncle Rico, that kind of a thing from Napoleon Dynamite. It's just stuck in time, always remembering his glory years.
Yes.
And meanwhile, a real fish out of water in just modern adult life.
And it's also about their kids and kids in high school and modern day times. So that's what I like about it too, because, you know, I'm always drawn to like the coming of age kind of narratives. So, but it's funny because he's kind of coming into his own as these kids are. It's like this parallel story. The only thing I would say that is a little far-fetched is that after all these years, you know, these guys are in their 50s,
right?
That they still have this rivalry. It seems weird that he walks into the dealership, car dealership.
Yeah.
And then his old rival is like, hey, I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. And then out of nowhere, they start having rival again. You know, it's strange.
Well, there is for sure. We're talking about Cobra Kai. There is for sure a campiness and a buy-in that you have to.
There you go.
That yes. you have to do as an audience. That being said, I felt that same way, Donna. And then as time went on, I sort of was just relating more with how you could see if you didn't really have much that had changed in your life from the time that you were in high school.
Right.
But if your main rival was on billboards in the town where you live, how if you've just been hanging on one part-time job to the next part-time job for 30 years, how that would really tick you off after a while. And I could see that reigniting some sure. of the fuel.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And then that, his anger, I think, starts resentment. To stir some old feelings in Daniel, who feels a need to sort of protect the legacy of I Mr. Miyagi and what he stood for. But here's the great part, Donna. You're 7 episodes in. The best is yet to come. That's the great part about it. The best is yet to come.
Because now the kids, their kids are kind of part of the story.
Yeah.
It's just, I love it.
Yeah, you'll be done with season one tonight.
Oh, I'm sure.
You might be done by dinner. And then you're just going to want to start season two. It's just, they do a really nice job.
How great when you feel that way about a show. Some shows you're like, you're dredging through.
Yes,
you know?
You're like, I'm this far in, I might as well finish
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Walking Dead. Yeah. Yeah.
Which right? is still going on, right?
Walking yeah, that's Dead. Coming back this week.
Oh, wow.
I think this Friday.
Last season? Is it going to be the final season?
It is the final season, but it's in two parts. So it's not going to be done until like 2022.
Got it. Yeah, good one, Steve.
Oh,
I love
Donna,
it.
I'm happy. There are now two recommendations that have gone successfully for me.
You're right.
And that is the Cobra Kai and the Sandlot.
Oh, so good.
Those two. There are a lot of misses. I've had a lot of misses in the middle of those, but I will hang my hat on those recommendations. Donna, in many ways, you remind me of Johnny. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I see, like, you and Johnny would just hit it the bleep off at a bar.
Seriously, Johnny and me, I'm like doing a deep dive on this guy, trying to figure
me
out
too.
If he's married. Oh, what do you know?
I was trying to figure out, it actually plays like, and I know we have to go in a minute, it plays almost like a documentary of this is really that guy mm-hmm. who was the actor,
William
who had
Zabka.
Success in, William Zabka, who had success in the 80s and has since fallen off and
yes.
no one knows what has happened
it's
to him.
Art so, it's imitating life.
But in reality, it's not, because turns out he has been a successful producer. I believe he has an Oscar to his name as having been behind
yes.
a short film or
yes,
something like that. And he's fallen in his dad's foot. His dad was a movie producer. And so he has been active. But I was thinking, is this guy's first yes to an audition in 30 years? In fact, it's not. And he started playing around with the character a few years ago as more folks were starting to feel nostalgic about it. But I just have grown a real love for his character immediately in that show where you want to see good things for him.
Yeah, Steve.
Hey, our Facebook question today, what was your favorite movie ending? I almost asked this a different way. What was your least favorite? Were there any where you were like, oh, crap,
yeah, there's,
no
there's
way.
So many.
I went with favorite movie ending. It's a story that we will get into a little bit later on at about 10:30, because there's the alternate cut of the Titanic is going viral again.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm going to break it all down at 10:30.
Perfect.
And fans of Titanic, I bet you'll have feelings. So anyway, you can go to our Facebook page and answer that. When we come back, we've got a few things that make you go, huh? You know the band ABBA? Or if you're correct in pronouncing it, I believe it's ABBA. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the name stands for? We will reveal that to you when we come back, and some other dumb things that you don't really need to know, but you'll be happy that you did. Next on Donna and Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
We should give a quick thank you to Chill Boys for supporting the Donna and Steve podcast.
Oh, we have got love for Chill Boys. It's a Minnesota-based company. They offer the best men's underwear that I have ever put on my body.
Yes. Boxers and briefs for men, that's true, but women love wearing them too. I actually put on a pair of boxers this weekend while cleaning the house. I could not believe how cool they felt, like continuously
Cool.
So here's what's happening with all of that. It's the fabric. They use super soft bamboo fabric. We're part pandas now. So you can keep the boys cool and dry. It's softer than cotton, I'm telling you. And if you're really active, helps fight odors as well. Yep. It is game-changing covered. Donna, this is real life. It's soft.
Know,
it's
I'm
cool.
Sorry.
You'll love them.
And hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Try them for yourself or get some for your guy. There's perks for both of you. Check them out at chillboys.com. Chillboys.com.
Truly an amazing product from a great local company right here in Minnesota. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 1071. Everything entertainment.
Things that make you go.
Things that make you go.
And fun facts too.
You know ABBA.
Sure.
You know
yes.
ABBA.
ABBA.
ABBA. It's not, it is ABBA. I believe that is the correct pronunciation.
That's how
ABBA.
I've always said it. And then I'm like, am I saying it wrong? Because, you know, I'd be the one to be like, oh, normally.
Right. And ABBA feels fancier. ABBA.
ABBA.
ABBA got its name.
Can we guess?
From?
Is it the notes of the, you know, like, kind of like Phil Collins had Abacab? A-B-A-C-A-B. Okay.
It is from the first letters of the four members.
Oh.
Names.
Oh, that's cute.
Which read Agnetha. That's a tough one, I think.
Yeah, that's real tough.
Bjorn. There's a J.
Yeah.
Bjorn. Bjorn. Then there's Benny. Benny. Yeah. And then finally, Annie Frid.
Hmm.
Or Anifrid? A-N-N-I dash. F-R-I-D.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Please welcome
Annifrid.
Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annifrid. How'd Benny get in there?
Right?
He's Benny's from like, Jersey.
Probably. Benny!
Hey, what up, Benny?
Well, that's fun. What would our name be?
You know, I tried starting something in when I was in eighth grade. And it was that we would create nicknames from the first two letters of our first, middle, and last name in that order. So I was Stiglipa, Stephen Glenn Patterson. My friend Breon Anthony Chambers, his was great. He was Branch, and he was tall. So it worked. He was like a tree. Tosh Rowe was my buddy Thomas Sean Robinson.
Why do you remember this?
I don't know.
That's
why
really
certain things have stayed. And let me be clear. Mm-hmm. Other more valuable things have long since vacated the premises of my brain.
Okay.
What would yours be, Donna Valentine? What's your middle name, Donna?
Lynn.
Or you don't?
Lynn, Donna Lynn.
Okay, so it would be Doliva.
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 Okay.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Doliva.
Doliva, where
I
have
like
you
it.
Been?
Ooh, now if I check into a hotel under an alias, I could do that. Use that. Doliva.
Dawn, do you feel at liberty to share your middle name?
Bernadette.
Okay, so
cute.
B-E. So Dobie Mac. We'll call you Dobie Mac.
Dobie Mac, okay.
Dobie Mac. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah.
You know what's yours, Steve?
Stiglipa.
Yeah, not quite as fun.
It was not as good. Everyone was going around. We were like, Toshro. I was like, that is a great nickname. We should already be calling you Toshro. Branch, cool. What's yours, Steve? Stiglipa. Not as good. How about this? Every American president in the past century has made at least one international trip during their presidency, with only one exception. Only one president in the last 100 years has never traveled abroad while president.
Hmm.
And that was, okay, let's do that. We'll do it nickname style. First two of the first and last. Hee-ho.
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 Herbert.
Herbert.
Yeah. Keep going.
Herbert
Hoover.
Yes.
Hoover.
Herbert Hoover.
Oh.
Herbert Hoover. Here he goes again. Domestic flights for him only. We'll work it out later.
Okay.
You need to listen to this segment as a whole for its richness to really permeate you.
Okay.
Oh, Donna, you would have loved this.
Or just skip the whole first hour.
Come on now.
Donna, chill. That's Dawn's only hour.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Gatorade created an alcoholic mix of their lemon lime flavor and beer. It was called Hoppin' Gator. This was out in 1969, but they quickly pulled it off the shelves when it tanked. Didn't sell well. People
Know Gatorade was that old.
I think Gatorade's fairly old.
From the 60s?
Oh, yeah.
It was the beverage of choice during the Revolutionary War.
Okay. I do like the orange one.
I love the orange one.
Me too, but you got to get the zero calories.
I know, because it'll load you up with sugars and carbs if you're not careful.
Not for people that are looking to lose weight. If that full-blooded, especially a fierce one.
Also, what's the fierce one?
Oh, fierce.
Is that a flavor or like loaded with more carbs?
It just has a more full-bodied flavor. You know, I used to work for them, so...
Oh, what?
I also went to Gatorology school.
No, ma'am.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my gosh.
She's just full of
Gatorade information.
And surprises.
That is cool. No kidding.
How you got to be on Ozfest?
It's the same company that did the same tour, event marketing company.
Interesting.
Have you ever heard of, because that's loaded with carbs, when I was a senior in high school, before I would work out, I would drink a CarboForce, is what it's called. Mm. And it's 400 calories. So it's like 16 ounces or something. Mm-hmm. 400 calories, 100 carbs. It was instant carb loading. And I was at my skinniest I've ever been, too. Like my stomach had no problem hanging over my belt then. It was a tight stomach on 100 grams of carbohydrates. And I wasn't even doing intense cardio. This was just what the human body... So forgiving in your teenage years. CarboForce.
Oh, yeah. You needed that to fuel your body.
I don't know that I did. It tasted great, though, because it turns out if you have a ton of carbs in something, it tastes really good.
Wait a minute. Is Gatorade lots of carbs?
Gatorade has lots of carbs.
I thought it was like lots of electrolytes.
No, that's what they sell you on.
I mean, if you're looking to lose weight, it's used to fuel your body if you're doing sports. That's what... Gatorade is for.
I thought it was to hydrate you.
It is.
Okay.
That's in a 20 ounce. In a 20 ounce donut.
I always have Gatorade at home.
Yeah, that's marketing 100%. You have fallen for their marketing.
I have.
It has, in each one size 20 ounce bottle, it has 36 grams of carbs. 34 of those grams are sugars.
Okay, are you looking at the zero calorie?
No.
No.
Okay, because I would never drink a full.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Oh, your other is zero sugar, I'm
Nothing
sure.
cures a hangover better than Gatorade, mm-hmm. because you're going to be hydrated quicker than any other drink.
Right.
It's really great. If you have a rocking headache.
Boy, sounds
headache,
like Dawn's still on payroll, doesn't it?
Oh, God, mm-hmm. yeah.
Nothing's going to cure it better.
It's true. All right, Steve.
Oh, is that a wrap? Heck no, not even close.
Well,
I got
you've
nine
got
40
more. Seconds.
Damn it. Jeff Bezos, Rachel McAdams, Fred Durst, Sharon Stone, Jay Leno, Seal, and Pink. Those are all celebrities. That's not the full thing. Okay. They all worked at McDonald's.
Oh, really? That's cute.
Jeff Bezos, Rachel McAdams, Fred Durst, Sharon Stone, Jay Leno, Seal, and Pink all worked at Mickey D's growing up.
I bet that's a really great place to learn business and customer service.
And hard work.
Yeah.
Drive-through windows, guys. Yes. They're hustling.
Fast. Yes. Thanks, Steve. That was super fun. Looks like it's going to be official for Kim and Kanye to divorce. We got that story on the way. And what did Prince Harry do to tick off his brother William? We'll discuss when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Back to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Sad day. Kim has filed for divorce from Kanye. Perhaps you saw this over the weekend. This is her third divorce.
Her third?
Third. And his first.
Mm. Chris Humphreys.
And then she was married to a music producer named Damon Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like everything is going to be amicable. Kim filed for divorce. This is almost after 7 years of marriage. It looks like they're just keeping it simple. They've already decided on joint legal and physical custody of their four kids. Neither of them will contest the prenup. They're close to a property settlement. And they're saying also that the kids, it's not going to be that different for them because they kind of live separately quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah.
So it won't be as hard on them. So I guess North has some understanding of what's going on, but mostly they've always seen them apart. So not super surprising.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm glad they have a prenup.
Oh, here she goes.
See, but do you see how it's good for both of them? Because they...
In this situation.
Yes, but they made a prenup that didn't just benefit one person. It's for both of you in the event.
Here she goes, yeah.
Okay.
I know. No, it's just like Dawn is on the Gatorade payroll. It feels like you're on Dawn. It's again
weird prenup payroll.
It's Valentine's prenups. Check it. She already secured the domain, and it's how she's going to retire someday.
I just think it's important to have the insurance. That's it.
Hopefully, I think it might be situationally dependent. Depends on how your situation is set up. These people are both loaded with tons of wealth that they got prior to each other and some while with each other.
Right,
so it's a unique situation.
Anybody surprised by this news?
No.
No.
Well, it looks like word on the street is that it was Kanye's 2020 presidential campaign that kind of broke the camel's back. Kim was reportedly ready to call it quits at that time, but then she didn't want to leave him while he was having obvious issues.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just
mental health issues. So, so bad.
Well, and she would have looked bad, you know, looking at it from a PR standpoint and their show and their brand, that would have been bad.
Yeah. 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 If you go pure PR on it,
it would have looked like, wow.
He attacked her on Twitter, too, at one point.
Oh, that's
when
right.
I knew I was, well, I mean, like I knew in advance, but I thought this is going to be the end for her because he revealed some things about her pregnancy and, you know, basically said that she wanted to have an abortion.
Right.
Right. But he convinced her not to. And that's not something you would want your children to know. That is anybody. That's a very
personal,
private. And when you attack someone's motherhood, especially somebody who's such a dedicated mom like she is, I thought, I don't see them staying together for much longer.
Yeah, that did seem like, how are they going to survive this?
Yeah, particularly for your spouse to bring up something so personal on Twitter. That'd be a tough go. Imagine that.
Well, and then he said this at one of his, what do you call his... church services and was crying and carrying on and there's probably video out there.
That's so
what's
hard
up with
watch.
These Sunday services.
I have no idea. I think he's
what's going on?
An artiste.
I think he has good intentions.
Yeah. I mean, the guy is brilliant. I think he is such a smart guy. And when he's, you know, when he's taking his medication and doing everything right, he sounds very, very thoughtful and, he's articulates really well. I'm telling you, go and watch that David Letterman interview with him. My next guest needs no introduction.
He came across good in
there? Very likable, yes. Hmm. And very smart and like I said, thoughtful in his words. But, you know, that's when he's in that good space.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So anyway, RIP to that relationship. Oh, speaking of relationships. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are officially out of the royal family, so to speak, out of the duties that are part of it. Okay, so they issued a statement saying that Harry and Meghan are officially out as working members of the family, but...
And this was the royal family that issued this statement?
Yes.
Okay.
They added, the Duke and Duchess remain much loved members of our family. And then they said, they have confirmed to Her Majesty the Queen that they will not be returning as working members of the royal family. It is not possible for them to continue with the responsibilities and duties that come with a life of public service.
Duty.
So then, Steve, the family said they were saddened by the decision, but the Duke and Duchess remain, you know, much loved, blah, blah, blah. So it's also only been a week since they announced that they were expecting their second child, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, then Harry and Meghan released their own statement, kind of pushing back on the Queen's statement, saying, we can all live a life of service. Service is universal. So Prince William got really upset by that. Because you don't answer the queen back. It's just not done.
Right.
Because, you know, they were kind of probably seeing the queen's statement as a diss towards them. Like, you know, not taking care of community service, basically. Yeah. And they probably do a lot of that type of service, even though they're not part of the royal family anymore. So I can get where Miss Sassafras would be like, oh, no. Oh, no, she didn't.
Okay. Miss Sassafras. Is Miss Sassafras
Who's
Meghan
Sassafras?
Markle
yeah.
in this story?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not going to, you know, and I don't blame her, but, you know, they say you don't answer the queen back. It's just not done. But if they're not part of the royal family, they could do whatever they want, right?
Yeah. Right. And it's not like they're saying, oh, she's a joke and sits on a made up throne and has no legitimate power. It's like they're just saying, whoa, wait, hang on.
Yeah,
just,
we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody. This is a life of service is an opportunity available to everyone.
Exactly.
Including us.
Exactly.
I just think it's funny. I enjoy The Crown. And I also, there's a part of me that just finds it all to be so bizarre that it's still there, and that it's
so weird.
And it's, you know, no one answers back to the queen.
It's strange. Sure. I think about that quite a lot when I think about people going into their little flats in England, and like, it's so strange.
It is bizarre.
It's really just kind of an honorary position, right?
I
don't think she has any power over, like...
She can't call the military to action, I don't think.
Isn't that all the prime minister?
I believe so.
I don't really get how it all works.
It's weird. Now, let me be clear, though.
Okay.
If I was born into that family, I'm pretty sure I would ride it out.
Oh, yeah.
I would stay in, and I'd attend all of the balls and the gowns.
Yes, all the fancy clothes. Great. I know we're looking from the outside in, but people that, you know, we will never come anywhere close to that. It's just such a dream, isn't it? And to think to give it all
up fairy
is a little strange.
It is amazing. Well, yes, it is fairy tale. And it's funny that you say that, because when Meghan Markle and Prince Harry got married, I remember just thinking how wild that for Meghan Markle, she goes from struggling actress to...
But you cut out. I really wanted to hear what he had to say.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
Like, completely gone.
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
All right. He'll probably have to reboot or whatever. But I don't know. I think of Buckingham Palace, and I picture it having mice.
Oh.
It just looks like big, old, smoky, and dusty, like,
I would love
old
to go,
building.
Though.
I know.
Wouldn't you?
I want to go inside. I've been to the outside.
Oh.
Yes. I should look up my old pictures.
I want,
like,
to see them.
The soldiers standing outside, you know, and they're not supposed to acknowledge you. They're just looking straight ahead with their big furry hats on.
Yes.
Yes, it's very, very cool and bizarre. It's a bizarre thing. So, anyway, they have something coming up, don't they? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they have a project coming. Yes, aside from the Oprah thing.
Okay, aside from the Oprah thing.
I feel like they had a
Netflix thing going on.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, because there was such controversy surrounding that, because The Crown is on Netflix.
Right.
And they just saw it as that's what the tabloids say. The royal family saw it as a slap in the face that they would be paid by Netflix.
Right. Because they took $100 million after they trashed his family, is basically.
Oh, boy.
All righty. There you go. We'll try to get Steve back, you guys.
I don't know what happened.
Me either. We have to get him back because he saw something and he wants to say something about it. And it involves the Muppet Show. We'll be right back. Hope you'll join us. Coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Whew. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna. I just figured I'm going to start calling in now because it makes it feel more personal. Because now I feel like, because what do I try to do? I try to call you when I'm commuting.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. just to talk with you for 5 minutes, mm-hmm. you almost always decline the call.
No.
And so maybe this is a way for me to make it work with you and me.
It's the only way it's going to happen, buddy.
Yeah, I had a little technical difficulty. But I think this is going to work for right now. I have to go down to my basement after this next commercial, so I will return hopefully in due time.
Okay.
I want to tell you something. Okay. I want to tell you something about The Muppet Show. Did you see this? The Muppet Show.
I saw the headline.
Just got a new warning label about potentially offensive content if you watch The Muppet Show, which you can now, on Disney Plus. So this aired from 1977 to 1981. Your boy wasn't alive yet. So I don't know how much you were all running amok back then without any care or concern for the other.
Yeah.
But apparently, there's a fair amount of that. Disney says that the show includes what they call, quote, some negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. So the disclaimer that now shows up before some Muppet Show episodes on Disney Plus says these stereotypes, tell me what you think of this, these stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together.
I like it. I do too. It opens up a conversation if you're watching this with your kids,
mm-hmm.
going, now, you know,
we don't do that.
This is wrong because we don't need to depict Native Americans that way.
Right.
Also,
I wonder, I like those teachable moments too. I'll sit with them and be like, yeah, we don't talk like that. But I wonder if
South Park will follow suit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wonder if they would have been safer just losing a few of the episodes wherever these were and just allow the other. There are 118 episodes of The Muppet Show are on Disney Plus. There were 120 episodes in its original run, but the two missing episodes actually don't have anything to do with the events of stereotypes. They're both from season 5. One of them had Brooke Shields as the guest star.
No.
And apparently it's gone because of music rights issues. The other featured British comedian Chris Langham, who was convicted for possession of child pornography in 2007. So they got rid of that one.
Mm.
But they're leaving it in. But if you're wondering, why am I getting a warning now before The Muppet Show plays? That's why.
I almost wonder if they're going to start doing this. That sense of humor, like think of the two crabby guys in the balcony.
Stadler and Waldorf.
They're just super sarcastic. And it was always interesting to me because kids don't really understand sarcasm.
Mm.
They just see it as meanness. That, you know, but
right.
there's jokes in there, but they don't always translate with kids. And I feel like that was for us. But this makes me wonder if we're going to start seeing warning labels, for lack of a better word, before Bugs Bunny. Because think of all of those old...
What, like don't drop an anvil on your friend or something like that?
All of that. All of it. And just being, you know, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of violence. There's also a lot of that.
A lot of cowboys and Indian type stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Sure, right.
You know, and if there were a Mexican cartoon character on, it would be very exaggerated by a lot of stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
look at Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes.
I mean, that whole
story
is just, you know.
It just, it does make you wonder about that. And Bugs Bunny, I think is hilarious, but if I were to, like, really, really look a little closer, there's a lot of making fun of others.
Mm-hmm.
We should all watch a Looney Tunes episode sometime soon.
I would love to.
Just to figure out, like, what's going on? What's going on here? What's going on there?
Well,
does anybody want an update from me?
No.
Great, I'll give you one.
Okay.
I am now in the basement of my home, and this is very, very exciting. I'm in the basement of the home, and I'm about to reset the modem, which is very exciting. So we think maybe my internet went out, and maybe that's why you guys suddenly stopped hearing me last segment. Isn't this the wonder, the modern marvel of technology as we know it?
It's pretty cool. I'm glad you can still keep a connection on your phone in the basement.
Yeah, I guess I have good reception down here.
Yeah, oh, that's great, Steve.
Please, and like, don't hesitate to ask any more questions about me during the rest of this segment, okay?
Okay, we'll do. Brooke Shields, you mentioned her.
Yeah.
Let's hold off on Brooke Shields for a minute. Has anybody seen that video of David Letterman with Jennifer Aniston? I'm tying this into some of the offensiveness, you know, in days gone by in television. There is a video that's kind of going viral.
Okay.
Of an interview that he did with her, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, in which he reaches over and puts a piece of her hair in his mouth. And she's just so creeped out. Like, what are you doing?
Ew.
And it's the strangest thing. I'll link it up for everybody at mytalk1071.com. That clip should probably come with a warning. Now, Brooke Shields, she broke her femur.
Oh.
And she was posting on her Instagram page her, she doesn't say anything about how she broke it. But she put a post up of a video of her in the hospital trying to relearn how to walk using crutches. And she just said, broke my femur, beginning to mend. No matter what your challenge is, make a positive choice for yourself to move forward.
Mm.
Oh,
wow. Yikes.
As someone who has broken her femur before.
That's a bone drop.
Yep. Wait, hold on. Let me drive it.
Yeah, bone drop.
Do you think Ashley Judd is going, deal.
Cry me a river. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She was in the Congo, took, 55 hours to get out when she broke her leg in four places.
Oh, probably.
Oh.
Maybe Brooke Shields is trying to one-up her realizing this is a new trend.
Uh-huh.
She had to really take a massive fall to break your femur.
Mm.
Oh.
I can't even imagine.
Me either. How's your knee, Dawn?
Oh, my knees. Oh, they're good. I went to physical therapy and now I'm going back to the gym and it's good. It's all good. I'm on the mend.
Excellent. And Steve, how's your journey going over
Thank
there?
You for your asking. It's good. I'm actually now screwing back in a faceplate. I've been working like a handyman during this segment.
This is
so
great.
Using a DeWalt screwdriver, and I'm just going to screw it back in and see if we have internet upstairs.
Okay.
It's a fun year.
It's a super fun year. hey, don't forget about listener rewards for February. Got some cool stuff up for grabs, but you've got to get registered for listener rewards. Here is an example of what we've got. How about winning a private theater rental at AMC Theater? We've got gift cards to Pizza Luce, REI, Caribou Coffee. So make sure you go and get registered. You can listen on the stream or the app. Enter to win. Okay?
Okay.
All right, fine.
All right, Steve. This is a disaster.
All right, I plugged something back in.
It was really weird.
Let's go back upstairs, kids.
Okay.
Because you just absolutely disappeared. You just dropped off the planet.
It was
the weirdest
thing.
I didn't do anything. For once, I know it wasn't me.
It was so bizarre. On my end, I don't know how much time we have cutting off, but I'm going over. But it went total silence, not crackling.
Yeah,
not
no,
in
same
and out.
Here.
We,
same here.
We thought maybe, you know, because sometimes it's like you can hear us, but we can't hear you.
Or so, you have some weird pauses sometimes that you take. Real
I expected all of the lights to be out in the room. I thought, like, did the power go out at the house?
Weird.
Guys, listen, just another day of working on radio, TV, and Clark. Oh
my God! All right, Dawn, thank you.
Well, don't hang up yet until we know you're connected. Rob will be coming in, brother Rob.
Yes,
coming in next.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Thank you, John. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
When we come back, I've got some music news. This is kind of fun. I just found out who Emma Roberts and Garrett Hedlund's baby boy's godfather is. It's so weirdly random to me. We've got that story and more coming up in The Beat on My Talk 107.1.